The End of Tyranny by Thomas Hanna. This is the foreword to the book. The Vanishing America. As far back as I can remember, I have been fond of the word America. As a child, I liked the fine ring of it. When people said it, the liquid arabesque of its sounds seemed full of some great beauty and significance. Later, as a schoolboy, I learned things which made me even fonder of America. It was a beautiful and significant word, a word whose meaning seemed to curl itself around other words like freedom and bravery and honor. And even though school had also taught me that America was much bigger than my own country and was a place which somehow extended over all of a vast hemisphere, still it was a happy solace knowing that the states of my own country had united around America, and that they didn't mind saying so. Still later, when I left the United States and lived in other countries of the world, I made the amazing discovery that for other peoples as well, America was a word which rang with a similar beauty and significance. When foreigners spoke the word America, it was obvious that it meant more to them than riches and power. It always meant a place of great possibilities, where there was real and undeniable freedom for individuals to pursue the wondrous opportunities of life. In short, I grew into adulthood with pride over the fact that I could be called an American and with satisfaction that these United States were identified with America. And because these United States were, by definition, American, it never occurred to many citizens that the United States might ever lose America. That seemed impossible, since to lose America would mean for the United States to lose their identity and to lose the beauty and significance of that identity. It had never occurred to the vast majority of Americans that America might actually vanish from the United States until a great revelatory event took place, changing everything. That event is summed up henceforth in our history with the single word, Watergate. Watergate was not simply the revelation of a passing corruption on the surface of our natural life. Rather, it revealed a pustulance within the political heart of the United States, which, when burst, lay bare a deeper network of corruption which had oozed into the ways in which all of us lived, thought, worked, and behaved toward others. The entirety of what we call the American way of life was implicated in Watergate. What was revealed was far beyond being a political problem implicating a few persons. Watergate was a national problem implicating all of us in the fact of a vanishing America. It is doubtlessly because of this involvement with all the people in Watergate that no positive public reaction formed by itself during the 3 years after Watergate. On the third anniversary of the Watergate burglary, one of the convicted felons, Jeb S. Magruder, said, "I haven't seen any changes in our body politic because of Watergate. I don't think basically anything has changed." That, in response to the most dangerous threat to America of the last century, nothing has basically changed, is adequate testimony to how far we as a people have fallen and how impotent we have become. What follows is not only a philosophical essay. It is a practical contribution to human psychology and particularly to social psychology. I believe that the behavioral distinction between being human and being humanoid is basic to all psychology in pointing out two fundamental directions of all human behavior, including the behavior of psychologists themselves. This is the direction of individuals toward growth or toward holding still, toward self-motivation and self-justification, or toward a group-induced motivation and sense of rightness, toward experiencing a world full of persons like oneself, or toward a depersonalized world which is to be manipulated and engineered? Toward the biological flow of life itself, or in stasis against this primal flow of life? Toward personal freedom, or toward personal bondage? The End of Tyranny was written during the interim between the Watergate burglary and the 200th anniversary of the American Republic. It is a book written between the moments of an historical corruption of America and an historical remembrance of America. It speaks of what has become degenerate and humanoid in our national life, and of what has been and still can be a constructive and humanistic expansion of our national life. It is a reminder of the uniqueness of the American nation and of the lasting human values upon which this nation founded itself. It is a celebration of the beauty and significance of America and of its still unlimited possibilities.